More and more birds are arriving in the North Woods now. On Thursday, the 12th, I had my first hummingbird of the season along with the least flycatcher and black and white warbler in my own yard. And I've had a few warblers here and there. A few yellow rumps and several pine warblers were already on territory on Big Pete Road in Port Wing on Monday the 9th. On Sunday the 15th, I finally saw Baltimore Orioles, and I had black and white and palm warblers, another least flycatcher, and my first singing catbird of the season at the Western Waterfront Trail. And a real rarity flew over my head there, a little blue heron. I couldn't track it down to photograph it, but Petter Svingen and Larry and Jan Kramer noticed my eBird report and refound it that afternoon, and soon lots of birders managed to see it. It was still present on Monday the 16th. My Thursday hummingbird did not stick around, and neither did the one I saw several times on Saturday. I've not had more than 3 white-throated sparrows at any one time, and not 1 Harris's or white-crowned sparrow yet. I've never had as many as a dozen fox sparrows or juncos this April. They managed to go north without many stopping in my neighborhood. At least several chipping sparrows and 2 pairs of song sparrows seem to be setting up territories in my neighborhood. Chickadees, red-breasted nuthatches, and downy woodpeckers are also nesting near my yard, and a pair of pileated woodpeckers is apparently nesting somewhere near here. Most days I've had at least 1 ruby-crowned kinglet or brown creeper, but other little migrants have been few and far between. I've seen hawks and eagles flying over, and a hermit thrush a couple of weeks ago. But overall, there's been surprisingly and disappointingly little bird activity in my yard so far this season. I'm sort of glad the weather has consistently stayed cool up here, delaying migration until we have more emerging insects. Birders usually like warblers to arrive before we have any leaves, but I'm always very nervous when we get that first big flood of migrants before there's a good supply of tiny hatching caterpillars on newly opening leaves to provide ample food for warblers and other migrating songbirds. This year it's backward. Thanks to that one bizarre day when temperatures reached the 90s last week, trees are leafing out on the early side. So ironically, the flood of birds this year may be arriving after a big chunk of their main food supply has already come and gone. As I've gone through 4 the birds' transcripts and recordings from the 30 years past, I appreciate more and more how phonology is regular and predictable, yet every year is unique. Paying attention to which birds appear when, in what numbers, is interesting the first spring we do it. Somehow it's even more interesting the following year. And year after year, even as spring proceeds pretty much normally, the fascinating differences keep us increasingly engaged. Writing down our daily sightings helps us keep track of each year and keeps us eager and excited about the next year. Entering our daily sightings into the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's online service, eBird.org, adds an important element to our fun by making our personal sightings available to a world of ornithologists and birders. My little blue heron was fun to see, but I felt way more joy seeing the photos and excited words of other birders who went looking for it after I reported it on eBird. After all, most gifts, like spring itself, bring us even more pleasure when they're shared. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.